This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Eight Epiphany Saturday before last Epiphany A. To be used after the last variable Sunday of Epiphany until Transfiguration, first posted March 5, 2011, John 12:23-36. The hour of salvation, paraphrase, Jesus declared that his hour had come for him to be glorified. Jesus compared his death to the process of sprouting seeds. Seeds must be buried in order to sprout and bear fruit. A person who loves life in this world will lose it, but one who hates his life now will keep it for eternity. Anyone who serves the Lord must follow his example and teaching. His servant will be where Jesus is, and God the Father will honor him. Jesus' soul was troubled at the knowledge of what was coming, and his flesh would prefer if God would save him from his crucifixion, but he recognized that this was his purpose in coming. So Jesus instead prayed that God would glorify God's name. A voice from heaven said, "I have glorified it and I will glorify it again," John 12:28. Some who heard, thought it had thundered, others said that an angel had spoken to Jesus. Jesus said that the voice had come for the crowd's benefit, not Jesus. Jesus declared that now, in Jesus' hour, was the judgment of the world, and the ruler of this world, Satan, would be defeated and cast out. Jesus declared that when Jesus was lifted up from earth, indicating that he would die on the cross, he would draw all people to himself. People in the crowd said that according to scripture the Christ would remain forever, so how could Jesus say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Jesus replied that the light was present with them a little longer, so they should walk in the light while they had the light, so that they would not be overtaken by the darkness. A person walking in darkness does not know where he is going. While the light is present, believe in the light, that you may become children of light. Commentary: the timing of Jesus' coming and sacrifice were according to God's will, not the world's, compare John 2:4. Jesus' death on the cross was absolutely essential for our salvation, and would produce eternal fruit for all who receive that salvation by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. People who think they have everything in life the way they want it now will lose it all, but people who realize that this life is not as it should be, because of wickedness and sin, will realize that they are just passing through the wilderness of this present lifetime, and that the destination is the eternal promised land of God's kingdom in heaven. Those who are willing to die to the things of this world will live eternally. Those who live for the things of this world will die eternally. Jesus came to teach us by word and example how to be sons and daughters of God. His followers must follow his word and example. His servants will be doing what Jesus is doing, and be working where Jesus is working. Those who do so will be honored by God the Father. Jesus was the fullness of God in human flesh, Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28. He knew what was coming at his crucifixion, and he would have preferred not to go through that agony, but instead of doing what his flesh wanted to do, he resolved to trust and obey God's will. At Jesus' death on the cross, the world has been judged and Satan has been defeated. Jesus' crucifixion demonstrates that mankind is sinful. We have all sinned and have made Jesus' sacrificial death necessary for our salvation, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. Jesus died once, for all time, and all people who are willing to trust and obey Jesus for their salvation, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Satan is the enemy of God and of our eternal souls, and his power is sin and death. He has been defeated at the cross of Jesus Christ, because Jesus demonstrated that those who trust and obey God are raised from physical death to eternal life, Hebrews 2:14-15. Those who trust and obey Jesus are spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. We have the proof within ourselves, by faith in Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:14-14, Romans 8:9b, 11, 15-16. It is possible for one to know with certainty for oneself whether or not one has received the indwelling Holy Spirit, Acts 19:2. The voice from heaven is the voice of God. People who trust and obey God can hear that voice, but those who don't explain it away as some other phenomenon, or as for someone else, people in the crowd continued to doubt Jesus' testimony. From Scripture, they believed that the Christ was to remain forever. They didn't understand what Jesus meant about being lifted up, and they didn't understand what Jesus meant by the Son of Man. They needed to accept and believe what Jesus was saying, but instead they wanted proof. Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man, which is true, but which allows his hearers to decide for themselves who Jesus is, with a hint from Scripture, Daniel 7:13-14. Jesus is the light of righteousness, John 3:19-21, spiritual enlightenment, John 1:9, and eternal life, John 1:4-5, 8:12. Jesus told the people that they should believe and act on that light while they had the opportunity, so that they could become children of light, children of God. Now is the hour of salvation. Now is the time to follow Jesus' word and example in obedient trust. Now is the time to learn to walk in the light of his righteousness, enlightenment and eternal life. Jesus is the only way to be reconciled to and know God. Jesus is divine, eternal truth. Jesus' word and example is our only opportunity to have real, eternal life, John 14:6. Only through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus can we be saved from our eternal condemnation and destruction by God's judgment, Acts 4:12, Ephesians 2:8-9. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?